Yeah, it takes quite a bit to keep up with that one. Let's go to the very first verse, if you would, please. And we're going to do just the first and second verse together and kind of learn the tempo of it a little bit. You guys ready? Here we go. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sin, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day. All right, we're going to start that first verse again. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sin, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. All right, excellent job. Very well done. You guys are learning extremely well. Let's see if you remember what things we have talked about so far. Give me a good loud answer if you know the answer. If you are going to please God with your life, you must. Ah, that's pretty good. Let's do it again. You first must. Get in the way. And then this morning what we learned is that if you're going to get in the way, you're going to learn two things, how to do two things. The first one is what?
Honor
and?
Obey.
All right, so if you're going to get in the way, you're going to learn how to?
Honor and obey.
To honor and obey. The way that God has for every young man, every young lady, every adult is the way of honor and obey. Let me have everybody's heads bowed and everybody's eyes closed, and let's have a word of prayer before we get into the Word of God for tonight. Dear Lord, I love you and I thank you so much for giving us this time. Lord, I ask that you would just help me to clearly present the message that comes out of the scriptures today. Let it be your words and not mine. We do love you, and it's in your name we pray. Amen. There are those of you that have made the decision that you want to please God. You want to be in the way. You want to learn how to honor and obey. That's your desire. Tonight, I want to give you a warning. The warning is that there are some things that are constantly trying to get you out of the way. The world is not happy with you being in the way. The flesh, the inward part of you, doesn't want to be in the way. And we all have an enemy, the devil. And the devil does not want you in the way. I want to read a portion to you, an interesting passage that comes out of Isaiah. You stay there in Psalm chapter number 1. We'll be getting right there. In Isaiah, God is telling the prophet to write a letter, shall we say, to the rebellious people that are refusing to follow God. Here's what these people say, those that are trying to stop others from going in the way. Now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come, forever and ever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, listen to what they say. They say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Hey, lie to us if you have to. Just tell us things we want to hear. And then verse number 11, I love how God puts it. They say unto the prophets, get you out of the way. Turn aside out of the path. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Boys and girls, if you're going to make the decision, I want to get in the way, you are going to have people around you that are constantly going to say, get out of the way. Just get out of the way. Psalm chapter 1 warns us of those people. Psalm chapter 1 tells us of a man that is blessed because he decides he's not going to listen to those that say, get out of the way. The first thing we see is, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Now, if you were to get counsel from somebody, Counsel is not a word we use with the boys and girls very often. It's not something we say. Counsel is when somebody comes to you and says, let me give you some advice. Do you think that your friends ever give you advice? They do, and sometimes we don't notice it. You see, if there's somebody that wants to get you out of the way, remind me, if you're in the way, you're going to learn how to do what? Honor and obey. Ungodly counsel would be anybody that tells you to do something that is not honoring or obeying. Now, I grew up in church. How many of you boys and girls have gone to church most of your life? You've been in church services, heard lots of preaching. You can put your hands down. I went to church all my life. I have been in Sunday school hundreds of thousands of times. And as I sat in Sunday school, I often sat next to one of my best friends whose name was Jonathan. Jonathan went to Sunday school with me all the time. But one day, as I was hanging out with Jonathan, he invited me to go over to his house. He was going to have a birthday party. He was going to have a sleepover. And I have to admit, I was kind of excited about going over. It was going to be a good time. We go over to his house, and me and Jonathan were just playing all day. We were having a good time. And then it got to the evening, and his mom sent us off to bed. And we looked at each other and said, what anybody that goes to a sleepover, why do you go to a sleepover to sleep? Nobody sleeps at a sleepover. I don't know why they should call it an awakeover. How many of you ever been to a sleepover and then hardly slept at all, right? Why do they call it a sleepover? That makes no sense. So we looked at each other and we're like, we don't want to go to sleep. And so we tried coming up with everything we could come up with to keep ourselves awake. We started wrestling on the bed. We started fighting each other. We started punching each other in the face because that's what boys do because we're weird. And, you know, it's like, you're falling asleep. Pow! You awake now? And bleeding. Thank you. Yes, I'm good. But we were starting to get to that point where it's like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. We haven't been up that late in a long time. And we're just staring at each other with nothing to do. And we're like, I'm awake. No, I'm awake. Hello. Yeah. So Jonathan decided to do something. We weren't the only ones there. There was a couple other friends. And we all decided what we're going to do is we're going to watch a movie. So we went downstairs to the living room. And we pulled out all their DVDs and all their movies, and we started looking through, trying to pick something to watch. They pulled out this movie. I don't remember what it was. They pulled out a movie and says, hey, let's watch this one. Everybody agreed. I'm like, hey, what is it? Let me see. And they said, it's this one right here. Have you seen it yet? Oh, I'm not allowed to watch that. They all looked at me like I had three eyeballs. This? You're not allowed to watch this? I'm like, yeah, my parents said I'm not. I asked. They said no. And they're like, why? Oh, I don't have a clue. It's simple, guys. I asked my parents, may I watch this movie? My parents said, no, you may not. That's the end of my story. I don't have any reasons. I didn't ask why. I've learned when my dad says no, it means no, I just don't ask questions anymore. And so they said, but it's a good movie. And they went through everybody there. Have you seen it? Yeah, I saw it. It's good. You seen it? It's good. There's nothing wrong with it. I said, well, my dad said no. So you know what all of a sudden I found myself in? In the counsel of the ungodly. Counsel of the ungodly will always try to get you to do one of two things, to disobey or to dishonor. What do you think they tried to encourage me to do? Disobey. My friend said, you know what? I'll tell you what, we'll make a pact together. We'll watch it tonight. We'll make sure we won't tell anybody what we watched. We'll keep it a secret. Your dad is never going to find out. These are boys that I went to Sunday school with. You know where I found myself? In the council of the ungodly. You know what my friends were all of a sudden telling me to do? Hey, get out of the way. Just get out of the way. We want to watch this. Just get out of the way. You don't need to honor. You don't need to obey. Just get out of the way. You ever have a friend encourage you to disobey? You ever had that happen? Have you ever had a friend that counseled you? You know what you need to do is just lie about it. Just tell a lie and it'll be okay. You know what that is? That's the counsel of the ungodly. The Bible says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You have to look at your friends, the friends that you hang out with, the friends that you care about, and say, I am going to get in the way. And if I'm going to get in the way, if I'm going to please God, I'm not going to listen to your counsel. I don't care if anybody else wants to get in the way. You ever heard that song we sing at invitation time? I have decided to follow Jesus. One of those verses say, though none go with me, still I will follow. Hey boys, if you want to do what's right and get in the way, you know what you're going to have to say to some of your friends? No, I'm getting in the way. You might tell me, get out of the way. It's no fun there. We're going to watch this movie. You're going to miss out on it. I don't care. I'm getting in the way. I'm doing what is right. I will not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. I will not stand in the way of sinners. When you're in church, when you go and you hang out with those that go to church and you try and have good friends, you're still going to find yourself at some point in time standing in the way of sinners. As I got older and I moved and I no longer hung out with Jonathan because we had moved away, I started going to a different church and I started building some new friendships as a teenager. Also, young men and young ladies that I went to church with. In fact, this was a special week. It was a week to where they had extra church services. They had a morning service, an afternoon service, and then an evening service. So you just basically came and stayed at church all day long. In between the afternoon and the evening service, they had a little bit of a break time. Me and the teenagers decided that we were going to go down to the store, the gas station down the road, and we were going to pick up some candy, some sodas, something to enjoy. And so we all walk down there. We all get there to the gas station. And as we're there, I'm kind of looking around. I'm picking out myself a Twix because Twix is the best candy ever. That's why. It's just the facts. And so I'm making that hard decision of whether I'm going to get two regular Twixes or I'm going to get the king size Twix. And which one is actually a better deal, and it's such a hard choice. So I'm standing there trying to figure it out when I watch one of my friends as he takes something off the shelf and stuffs it into his coat. Now I want to ask you a question. Did I steal anything? You know where I found myself? Standing in the way of sinners. I wasn't doing anything wrong. I was planning on paying for my candy bar. But I watched my friend over there as he stuffs that in his pocket. And I said, dude, what are you doing? He's like, oh, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. I said, what are you doing? He's like, it's okay. Just leave me alone. You know what he's saying? Just get out of the way. Get out of the way. Doesn't matter if you honor and obey. Just get out of the way. I'm going to steal this. And it's okay. It's all right if I take it. You're not the one doing it. And I'm standing there watching that. I wasn't the one stealing. I wasn't going to take anything from the store. But if I let him walk out of that store with that candy in his pocket, was I agreeing with him or disagreeing with him? Agreeing. I would have been saying, I'm fine if you're going to steal. Blessed is the man that standeth not in the way of sinners. I had to look at him and say, dude, I am not letting you do that. If you need a candy bar, set my Twix down walked to the counter with his and paid for his. Why? Because I'm not going to stand in the way of sinners. I'm not going to stand and let you do what is wrong and I just stand idly by. I'm not going to do that because you know what I want? I want to get in the way. Too often we say, as long as I'm not the only one, as long as I'm not the one stealing, it's okay. If my friends are stealing, I just won't get involved. You know what God says? Blessed is the man that standeth not in the way of sinners. And then blessed is the man that sitteth not in the seat of the scornful. Now I want you boys and girls to look right at me. Somebody that is scornful is somebody that looks at the Word of God, looks at church, and says, I want nothing to do with it. Boys and girls, a lot of you raise your hand that you grew up in church. Can I tell you where I found the most scornful people? The ones that grew up in church. The ones, the boys and girls that spent their life growing up in Sunday school, and then they come to a point to where they start going, this is just stupid. I've been there. I've sat with those friends. They're smart enough to know. There's not a single young lady that is dumb enough that they'd come to me and say, Brother Case, this preaching out of camp is ridiculous. It's stupid. It's worthless. I hate every bit of it. They're not going to say that to me. There's not a young man that would go to your counselor and say, hey, when we have Bible time and we have God and I time, it's a waste of time. It's stupid. I want nothing to do with it. They're not going to do that. When preaching time comes, the scornful often sits still and acts like they're listening. The scornful will often go to God and I time, open their Bible, and make it look like they're reading. But here's what happens. When the lights go low in the cabin and no counselors or teachers are close by, they start going, don't you think this stuff is kind of stupid? Don't you think this stuff is really dumb? Don't you think that the songs they sing are really stupid? And they try and feel you out to see if you are going to listen and sit with someone who is scornful. You know what I've watched and observed? I've watched and observed young people that have sat in preaching services, and the entire time, instead of listening, they're making fun of the preacher. You know who that person is? The scornful. They're scornful. They're going to say, I am out of here the moment I get out of school. The moment I graduate, I'm done with church. I'm done with God. This stuff is ridiculous. You know who they're going to say that to? To you. I had a friend named Lewis. It was three of us, Jonathan, Lewis, Joe, and then myself. So three friends and me, we were best buddies. We hung out since kindergarten. We were always together. You know what that kind of friendship is? A friend that's just there all the time. A friend that you just are always hanging out with. That was us. It got to be the time in about high school, right before I moved, that Lewis became scornful. Lewis would start talking and whispering when our parents weren't around and start asking questions going, do you really believe all this stuff in the Bible? Do you really think that our parents know what they're talking about? I mean, I don't know about you, but my parents are pretty dumb. My parents don't have a clue what's going on. You know what they're encouraging me to do? Get out of the way. Anything that encourages you to stop being obedient or being honoring is somebody or something that is yelling to you, get out of the way! Get out of the way. The world has their way. The world has what they want to do. And it is not obedience. It is not honoring. The question is, what are you going to do when you have a friend that gives you that counsel of the ungodly. When you have a friend that you find yourself standing in the way of sinners. When you have a friend that says, hey, sit here with me in the seat of the scornful. Let's make fun of what's going on in God's house. Young men, you're going to face it. Young ladies, it's going to happen. There's going to be somebody that you love, somebody that you care about, that you're going to have to make a decision. Am I going to walk with you, or am I going to get in the way? Am I going to do what is right, or am I going to keep my friendships? My best friends. I said I moved. I didn't move from my house. I didn't move from my church. You know where I moved? I moved my friends. I had to drop my friends. The only way I could get in the way was to say, I will not walk with those in the counsel of the ungodly. I will not sit in the way of sinners. I will not sit in the seat of the scornful. Boys and girls, the question for you tonight is, are you wanting to walk in the way, to get in the way so much that you're willing to do it alone? Are you willing to say, God, I'm going to get in the way, even if it means I'm the only one? If nobody else at this camp says, I'm going to get in the way, I'm going to honor, I'm going to obey, I'm going to be the one that says, I am going to get in the way, no matter who else goes with me. Let me have everybody's heads bowed and everybody's eyes closed. Someone this week is going to try and get you out of the way. They're going to encourage you to disobey a counselor. They're going to encourage you to disrespect Brother Parsons. Are you going to get in the way? Are you going to say, I'm going to get in the way. I will honor. I will obey. I'm going to do that no matter who else goes with me. Will you decide, I am going to be the one to get in the way? I'm going to ask the piano to play, and everyone can stand to their feet. Young people, will you get in the way? Will you decide to follow Jesus? The invitation is this. If you'll be the one that says, I am going to get in the way, no matter what else happens, no matter who else goes with me, then as we start to sing, you come, you commit to God. God, I am going to get in the way. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. Though none go with me, though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. Hey, your friends, when they encourage you to disobey, when they encourage you to dishonor, to disrespect, how are you going to react? How are you going to respond? Are you going to say, I am going to obey. I am going to honor because I want to be in the way. I want to be in the way that God has for me. I'm not going to follow that bad advice. I don't care if I lose your friendship. I'd rather keep my walk with God. Let's sing one more time. Can you sing it with your hearts? I have decided. I have decided to follow Jesus. Let's have a word of prayer together. Dear Lord, I thank you for this time that we could spend in your word. Lord, I thank you for these young men, for these young ladies that have made decisions, Lord, the best that they know how. They are deciding, God, I want to do what is right. I want to be in the way. God, I want to honor and to obey. God, I ask that you would help them to decide, to make that decision now while they're young, so that, Lord, when they face their teenage years, they've already made the decision, no, I'm not going the way of the world. I'm getting in God's way, and I'm going to do it even if I'm alone. God, give them the heart to make a decision that would last a lifetime. We do love you, Lord, and it's in your name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Parsons.
All right. We have a few being dealt with tonight. All right, we have some young people. Hopefully they are in the building. Maybe they're still being dealt with. But we had a few get saved, and we'd like to announce those that during the earlier part of the day. And so thank you very much. All right. Why don't you come on down? If you were saved today, that way I can make sure that you're here. You come on down. I'll call out your name, Lydia Sawyer. You come on down and stand up front with us. And Alexia, is that what I said? Alexia, is that right? Mahika, come on down front. Alexia. Lexi. Alyssa Perez. Come stand right up front. Landon Grazier. Is it Landon? Landon, come on down, Landon. And then, is this Lillian DeJesus? Lillian DeJesus comes tonight, and she wants to stay in the way. All right. She's decided to stay in the way. Can you guys give these guys a big hand? Amen. All right. You guys may be seated. Thank you guys for coming down tonight. So many have made decisions, and some are making those public on the cards, but all four of these decided that they wanted to accept Christ as their Savior. That makes it all worth it, folks, doesn't it? It makes it worth having camp, amen? And so give them a big hand as they go back to their seat. All right, we had a fun day today. We had a water game today that we moved some oxygen. It was liquid oxygen, and they got a little bit of it on them, but I want to kind of walk you guys through. For those folks at home, I don't want to keep you much longer. They've got to head back in town tonight, but I do want to give you just a rundown of today. So after 2 days of competition, had a lot of things going on. Bible verses make the biggest difference, don't they? Amen. And so we've had some of that today. And as of right after we got done, who's been in the lead up until the last time? Who has been in the lead? Omega's been in the lead, right? Well, Miss Joy's been our scorekeeper, and she has been taking score. And she leaned over and told me today, after the outside game of water game this afternoon, that Alpha had taken the lead. All right. Now, but we still had not had memory verse time, and we still had not had Bible trivia, and I still hadn't given away all those points for all the bribes y'all gave me. And then all the game time that we had here at Stage Games, and so the Bible trivia, all right, so you know that Alpha had taken the lead. In Bible trivia, Alpha had 16,000 points, and Omega had 21,000 points, all right? Now, you folks at home, you got to realize they're about, what is it, 200 points per verse? Is that what it is? It's 200 a verse, and Alpha had 10,800 points. That's how many these guys did. And then Omega had 10,400 points for Bible verses today. So after the stage game and everything was said and done, after 2 days of competition, the winning team, or the leading team, is a dead tie. She counted it. She counted it three times, folks. 117,300 points. Both teams have the exact same amount of points right now. All right. And so, I've banned the bribes for the next day, at least. So there will be no more bribing. And so, listen, it's going to come down to who does the most verses, who does the best in the trivia time, who does the best at their memory verses. Those memory verses can really do a lot for your team. How many of you memorized some scripture this week already? All right, we want you to be able to take that home with you, all right? Now, do this for me. Stand. Stand up if you would. We're going to dismiss in a word of prayer. Preacher, do you want me to take care of or you want to come on down? All right. I'm going to pray for him then. Amen. And what we're going to do is all you campers, I want you to be seated after the prayer. And we'll let the folks from home get on outside so you don't run over them. All right. Let's pray together. All right. Dear Jesus, we do thank you for what we've heard tonight, dear God, and I do pray that our young people will continue to learn not only to have a desire like we learned the first night to be in the way and to be in your way, dear God, but also that how they can learn and have a desire but also choose to be in the way. And dear God, I know tonight Brother Mike talked about his friends, and I thank you, dear God, that a lot of people I grew up with are in the ministry, but there's a lot of them that aren't in the ministry, and a lot of it is because they chose somewhere along the way to get out of the way. And I pray tonight that you'd help these young people choose the right way, and that's your way. Well, thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, campers, be seated. All right. All right, campers, look right up here. If you are the cleanest cabin, all right, cleanest cabin, I want the cleanest girls' cabin to line up in front right here. I want the cabin counselor to make sure that's all that they're your girls. Is this it? Is that everybody you got? All right. Ladies, you may just be dismissed. This cabin right here. Not all the ladies, just cabin number six. Way to go, way to go. Cleanest cabin for the guys. Come on down. Let's look at you. What a switch. It's because of the age group you got, isn't it? Do you have an older age group this year? Yeah. Yeah. And you motivated them, right? And you got Josh. Josh is such a clean guy, you know? All right. Is this your guys? All right. You guys are dismissed. Go ahead to the chow hall or wherever you want to go. Buy some pizza. All right. Listen up, everybody. Listen. Brother Mike taught you to honor and... Last night we had trouble with obeying, all right? So girls, you're dismissed. Go ahead. All right. All right, gentlemen, you are dismissed. Thank you for being so good and patient.